You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And bright, bold and turning heads are Te Whanganui Atara's band Lipstick, who have just released their debut EP, Rom Com. I am here with them right now. How are we today?
So good.
Yeah?
Thanks, man.
No, thank you so much for coming into the studio. Or I guess like over Zoom, but... Yeah. How does it feel having the EP released?
Amazing. It's been a long time coming. We're super excited to have it out in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, had it been a long time in the making? Like, how was the process?
Yeah, somewhat. We recorded the first single Party back in October of last year, and then like straight after we finished that we got onto the next song, and there was sort of a long process. I think we actually finished recording just in July, and then it was sort of a rush to get everything mixed and mastered because we wanted to line it up with a release show, and yeah, it all worked out in the end. Yeah.
Wow, so you guys have been like just like onto it, because I had a wee little listen of Party, loved it as well. Like I love this whole like concept that you've got going. It's great. Like it really speaks it really speaks to like the aesthetics I think that you're going for. And actually, speaking of concepts, what inspired the concept of like Rom-Com, I guess?
Rom-Com was the first song we wrote together as a band, and I think as they came one after the other, it sort of felt like it definitely encapsulated the vibe of whatever project we were going to do. It was sort of just like it happened that I was in my first year of uni and writing about my love life like a loser.
We love rom-coms.
Yeah.
me too. Would you say like your on stage and band aesthetic matches the personalities of the people in the band?
That's quite an interesting question. We're all really funny and handsome and pretty, just like our artwork and stuff. Shout out Eve Hampson for taking all our single cover photos.
Yeah, she's incredible. Eve's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't think we put on any kind of like character act.
Yeah, there's no bit.
There's no bit.
Okay, sweet. Yeah, because I was thinking, if you kind of like go into a sort of character, or whether that's actually just like your own like people like coming through, shining through.
Yeah, I think we're just trying to be ourselves. Really. Yeah.
No, period. Period on that.
The serious stuff will start at the next project.
For now,
we're being silly.
Yeah.
But now, yeah. Oh, serious moment. And does Wellington, both as a place, but also like the music scene, I guess, and the connections that you've formed throughout, like whether it's like uni or throughout like different relationships, has that influenced what you make?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's pretty inspiring being surrounded by such great bands, you know, and we're lucky enough to be playing shows with like different people every time, and then just like forming really strong relationships. On our last show we had our friends Daisy Gray and Wallflower, and they're both like, one of them is like a funky alternative rock band and the other's like this shoegaze band, and it's like combined you get Lipstick. Or like, you know. There's just so many interesting sounds, so I think they're always inspiring us.
Yeah. Did you know like any of the bands prior? Like, did you know the people of any of the bands prior?
Coming from Queenstown, little old Wakatipu High School, there's a couple people that came up to Wellington. First Reserve is another artist up here in Wellington that Harry here actually plays guitar for. So I think that connection helped a lot, actually, like not really knowing anyone. And Ryan, our first reserve has introduced us to a lot of people.
Yeah. And how would you describe your sound? Because I've seen it described like differently across different platforms, but how would you describe it?
Pretty energetic.
Yeah.
Alternative indie rock. Kind of punky, kind of...
A lot of guitar. Just a lot of guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always love a little guitar though. And in terms of like uni, and I guess like, do you draw a lot of inspiration from like your own experiences when it comes to songs?
Yes. With this EP, I think it was very much like sort of vague meanings that were like based on experiences I've had, while also like writing them in a way that people could sort of project their own meaning onto them. But with our new songs at the moment, I think I'm definitely going for more of a specific targeted vibe. But yeah, the ones we have out are very much just about experiences I've had, I think. Yeah.
No, but I feel like they're great. They speak to a lot of, I think, uni students as well, you know, like...
That's awesome. We've all gone to bad parties.
Yeah.
Especially here in Dunedin. No. And what's been like your favorite venue to play at?
Ooh,
San Fran. 100%.
How come?
It's just there's something kind of magical about the place, I think. It's like, have you been to San Fran before?
Yeah.
Like upstairs. It's got the balcony. I know the whole team, like Christian, who runs the place. Everyone's so lovely. And I don't know, especially after like playing there a few times, you really do get the sense that it's like, it's almost like home for Wellington local bands. Like, all the friends will always be there. Like, all other local bands always come watch.
Yeah.
It's big. It's really big, I think, as well.
I was going to say that's great that the staff is also super supportive of, like, the bands. Because sometimes I feel like it can get a little, like, sketchy, I don't know, with, like, you know, the logistics sometimes of payments or, like, of even, like, organising, like, gigs and stuff. So it's good that there's, like, that great support for, like, local artists to, like, yeah, show what they've got, show their talent, like...
Yeah, I think we're quite lucky here in Wellington. Like, pretty much all the venues are... really well looked after, and the people that run the places will really care about what they're doing.
No, because I went to San Fran, I've only been once actually, but I went to see one of my friends play in Bleeding Star, and that was really awesome. Like, that was just a really awesome experience. Also, just first time being inside San Fran, and you're right, like, I love the balcony area, and I love, like, everyone's just there to, like, listen to the music, you know? And that's what... I think that's the feeling you always get from, like, any gigs that you go to, is that there's just a collective, like, understanding of, oh, we just want to be here to, like, listen to the music, appreciate the artists. Like, yeah.
Not big time.
Yeah. And what brought you to creating music, I guess?
I think it always stems from family. My older brother, like, started playing guitar, and that sort of inspired me to pick up playing bass, and then sort of just, like, snowballed from there to me, like, learning how to play guitar and then write songs in high school and stuff. Didn't the guitarist from the Exponents teach you guitar, Harry?
Oh, sort of. I picked the wrong class in high school. That's when I started playing music. There's a lot of musicians around Arrowtown. Dave Gent of the Exponents is a big inspiration.
No way, but you were saying, like, he taught you guitar? Like,
I think that would be an exaggeration. there was a lot of music where we grew up. Like, always live music at the, you know, at restaurants and pubs on the weekend and stuff, and... especially always people playing original music as well. I think was a big thing. Especially when you come here and, like, kind of pub bands are playing, like, only covers, it's a little different. But, like, back home people are always playing, there was a big, like, country vibe, like lots of blues music, lots of country music. But I think that's what got me starting to write music.
That's so awesome. Like, do you draw on, like, inspiration from like other artists, like whether they're local or international?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty hard not to. We draw inspiration from like all sorts of places. I don't know. We're so lucky here in New Zealand, like we've got such an amazing scene. Like there's so many NZ bands I love that made like me inspired to really start a band and pursue it. Just like seeing our name on the like the SRN hit picks and Radio 1, like not like you, that was like pretty surreal actually. Even though it was only like an hour or so ago, I was freaking out.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
It was. You should have seen how ready went.
No, you guys should be so proud. Like, we're so proud of you, like, here at Radio 1. Oh, so,
thanks. Yeah.
And I guess just to wrap it up a little bit, what's in store for the future? I saw mini tour in the making, maybe? Yeah,
we're going next week. We're going to Auckland. The very mini tour, just Auckland and Wellington. But hopefully, yeah, another project out next year, and we'll hopefully come down to Dunedin.
Yeah. We'd love to do like a pint night or something.
That would be awesome. Well, sweet. Thank you so much for coming on today and giving us your time. And I hope you had a good time as well.
Thank you.
Awesome. So that was Lipstick, and we are just gonna play their song Party. So I hope you enjoy. Stay tuned and stay groovy.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.